Hello, saints of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Reverend Daniel Hathorn of Redemption Ground Bible Church, where Jesus is Lord and the truth makes us free. We are coming to you from KTTP 1110 on your AM dial. Brothers and sisters, I have not been called by man or some religious denomination to preach, nor am I swayed by them. Their doctrines and traditions that don't line up with the Word of God or their money. Neither have I conferred with man to receive the doctrines I teach from the Word, so I am not accountable to them or their religion or their money, but I am accountable only to the living Word and the Father, who has called me and enabled me from on high with the Holy Spirit, and He has counted me faithful and put me into the ministry. The Father and the living Word has called me to preach and anointed me to be a soldier of the cross of Christ, and I have been faithful to that calling. Because of my faithfulness to that calling, He has given me the ministry of this glorious gospel which I now preach. The Holy Spirit has empowered me from on high to bear witness to the truth of the gospel which I preach by living it. This truth which I preach has the power of God to make men free from the law of sin and death if they will only apply it in their lives by the faith that their old selfish sin nature has died with Christ in the body of His flesh. And when He rose from the dead, He rose from the dead to come inside of you to live out the will of the Father through you when you confess Him as your Lord. But in order to be free from the law of sin and death, which brings us to hell, we must be completely free from the sin nature through a death of self daily. Romans 6 and 7 declares that he that is dead is free from sin. That is the sin nature. We must lose all of our life in this world in order to find eternal life by being hidden in the holy risen Lord inside of us. We must give everything we are in this world to God. We must present ourselves to the risen Lord inside of us as a holy living sacrifice. We have to ask Him to take all of our hearts, all of our souls, all of our minds, and all of our bodies to use as He wills to do the will of the Father through us. Praise the Lord. If you have never asked the Father to take all of you, what are you waiting for? The rapture? It will be too late then. Fall down to your knees right now and ask Him to take all of your life as a holy living sacrifice, and ask Him to consume the offering that you have placed on the altar of your heart with His holy fires of passion for His service in doing the Father's will. Amen. Let us pray from Philippians 1, 9 through 11. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that You would make our love for You abound yet more and more to full maturity in Christ's stature in revelation knowledge. We pray that Your love inside of us would display itself in all judgment and in greater depths of acquaintances with You and more comprehensive discernment of Your living Word inside of us, so that we may learn to spiritually sense what is vital to our spiritual growth, and that we would learn to approve and prize Your truth, which is excellent and of real eternal value. We pray that we will be untainted by the world's ways and pure and unerring in the truth and spotless in our hearts, so that we may approach the day of Christ, not stumbling on our iniquity or causing others to stumble. Father, we pray that we may abound in and be filled with the fruits of righteousness in right standing with You and right doing, which only the resurrected Lord inside of us can work through us as we die to self on the cross, so that we may give You, Father, and the Lamb all the blessing and honor and power and glory and praise and thanksgiving. Amen. Father, I further pray that You would anoint me to speak forth Your oracles as the Holy Spirit gives me utterance, and that You would anoint the ears of the hearers to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say to the church in this last hour on the earth. Father, I pray that You would send forth faithful laborers to water the seed sown today, and that it would bring forth 30, 60, and 100 fold fruits of righteousness to the praise and glory of God Almighty. And in the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan, from stealing the seed sown today or sowing your tares among the seed. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, today, my beloved brothers and sisters, the Lord would have me to continue to teach on biblical giving. In part one, we learned that the spiritual law of God is like His natural laws. There are no respecters of persons, and our ignorance of them is no defense against their consequences. We cannot blame God for the consequences of His spiritual laws against us any more than we can blame gravity for breaking all of our bones if we jump off the cliff with nothing to break our fall, especially since God has given us His Word, His Holy Spirit, and His unction inside of us, and the holy fivefold ministers to teach us. God's Word and His spiritual laws are unchanging. Like His natural laws, God has spiritual laws for giving, and if we ignorantly transgress them, we will suffer the consequences of breaking them. In Genesis 8:22, the law of sowing and reaping was established. It declares that while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. We see this law declared again in Proverbs 11:24-25, which says that there is that scatters and yet increases, and there is that withholds more than is meet, but it tends to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that waters shall be watered also himself. We see this law declared again in Matthew 7:12, which lets us know that whatever we want others to do to us, we should do that to them. For this is the law and the prophets. We see it again declared in Luke 6:38, which says, "Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye deal out to others, it shall be measured to you again." We see this law declared again in Galatians 6:7-9, which says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Brothers and sisters, we can kick and fight against this law all we want, willingly or in ignorance. But until we educate ourselves about this law and humble ourselves and submit to it, we will continually suffer the consequences of it. It is one of God's spiritual laws and does not change. We cannot accuse God of unfairness or say that we are undeserving of the consequences of the laws of giving when we break them, any more than we can accuse gravity of unfairness or say that we are undeserving of the consequences of jumping off of a cliff without something to break our fall. God's Word is unchanging. We learn it from studying His Word, or we learn it from experiencing the consequences. Let us learn from His Word. In part one, we learn the why of giving tithes. The tithe was instituted by Abraham before the law of Moses in Genesis 14:18-20, where he gave a tenth of all of his increase to the high priest in response to a blessing from God's high priest Melchizedek. The high priest makes Abraham aware of the fact that it was God that delivered him. Abraham's heart is moved with gratitude and thanksgiving in response to receiving a blessing and revelation of his deliverance that came from God through the high priest. Abraham gives a tithe of all of his increase to the high priest to thank and honor God for what he now realizes he has already received from God. This is what we are to tithe. We are to give a tithe of all of our increase from hearts that are moved with gratitude and thanksgiving for God the Father in response to receiving the blessings of eternal life and the revelation that it is God that has delivered us through His high priest, Jesus. We give tithe of all of our increase to the high priest Jesus to thank and honor the Father God for what we realize through revelation that we have already received through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. Why do we give? We give because we are grateful and thankful to God for the great sacrifice of His Son on the cross for us. We give from our hearts and not out of emotions. We are not to give out of emotions or with motives of getting more money in return. These are evil purposes for giving and evil motivations for giving that evil preachers from hell use to bring in money. They are not from God. We are to give from our hearts in gratitude and thanksgiving for the sacrifice of God's Son He has made for us on the cross. In part one, we learned that the tithe is holy unto God in Leviticus 27:30. It is to be separated and set apart for God's purposes only and not used for any other purpose. In a personal experience I had with God, I learned a little about how God feels about the holiness of the tithe. I had received an offering from the church one Sunday, and when I went to the office, I just nonchalantly put the money into the church bank money bag. All of a sudden, I felt the anger of the Lord burning against me, and I fell to my knees and asked Him what was wrong. He sternly rebuked me for not praying over the offering from His people. He said it was holy unto Him and sacred to Him, and that it was part of His people's worship to Him. He said that I had dishonored Him and disrespected Him by treating the offering so callously. I asked for forgiveness for my ignorance. I repented and I prayed over the offering and offered it up to Him in heaven. My beloved brothers and sisters, God counts His offerings from His people as holy, and given in false pretense or with wrong motives or stealing His tithe and offering is a very, very serious matter. Many of you have been robbing from God and have absolutely no fear of God and the consequences of His laws of giving. Just look at the consequences of breaking God's laws of giving with false pretense did to Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5. It killed them. God is serious about His money. He calls the tithe His money, and it is holy. Someone once made a large donation to our church, and when I prayed over the offerings after the service, the Lord told me to take the offering from that donor back because He said it was unclean. He told me to tell the donor to go and give it to the poor and get his heart right with God and then come follow Jesus. The person was offended and never came back to our church. Praise the Lord. Jesus said in Matthew 11:6, "Blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me, and he is the way, the truth, and the life." Better to offend man than to offend the truth, who is the way to eternal life. After that experience, the Lord had me to put a sign over our offering basket that says, "God doesn't need your money. It is all His anyway." Haggai 2:8. To obey is better than sacrifice. 1 Samuel 15:22. Hosea 6:6. Micah 6:6-8. Matthew 12:7. Matthew 9:13. Isaiah 58:6-7. What God is looking for is a pure heart. If we give from unclean hearts, we are giving filthy money. If your heart is not right with God, keep your filthy money. We don't need your filthy money, polluting our holy offerings unto a most holy God. Get your heart right with God first by seeking God's kingdom and His righteousness in Christ Jesus through a death of self. Then come and give an offering in the righteousness of Christ Jesus. Malachi 3:3. We offer only holy offerings to a most holy God here at Redemption Ground Bible Church. Praise the Lord. Well, this is the sign that is over our offering basket. It is a testimony to the holiness of the offerings to God. My beloved brothers and sisters, if you have been giving unclean money to God, repent and get your heart right with God by dying with Christ on the cross through the faith, and then come and make an offering in holiness to a most holy God. Praise the Lord. We learn why we give offerings, and we learn that the offerings are holy to God. Now, who do we give the offerings to? Some believe that they can just give a tenth of all their increase to the poor or to anyone they please, and this satisfies the command to tithe. This is not true. In Numbers 18:21-24, we see that God commands His people to give their tithe to the Levites. We see in Nehemiah 10:34-39, that the first fruit offerings are to be given to the priest and the tithe to the Levites. It is for the priests, porters, and singers that minister to the Lord. In Nehemiah 13:5, we see that the offering is for the Levites, singers, porters, and priests. In these verses, the Holy Spirit makes it very clear who is to receive the tithe and offering of His people. The priests in the New Testament are represented by the holy fivefold ministers and the praise and worship teams that minister unto the Lord. Let's review. We have covered the law of giving, the why or the motives of giving, that the tithe is holy, and who is to receive the tithe and offering. I have run out of time for now, so I'll continue this teaching the next time starting off with the where question. Where are we to pay our tithes and offerings? Praise the Lord. This is Redemption Ground Bible Church, and you can reach us at 1418 Park Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Or you can call us at
318-938-2691.
God bless you.